Joining us, we have Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media. Ivan, I know it's still early, but now that Republicans have officially chosen their candidate, Bob Beaupre beat three other contenders in a four-way primary. He's run for governor before, but still many think it will be a somewhat tough challenge for Hickenlooper.
Yeah, that's right. Even though Beaupre, in his previous candidacy in 2006, lost by 17 points to Bill Ritter, Republicans still very much viewed him as their strongest chance against Hickenlooper. And quite frankly, they sort of breathed a sigh of relief when it was Beaupre and not Tancredo, who a lot of Republicans were nervous that he might depress turnout and maybe affect other races like the U.S. Senate. Republicans will now begin to gear up and begin criticizing Hickenlooper on a few issues that we had expected for a bit. Gun restrictions that he signed into law last year, and also the fact that he granted an indefinite stay of execution to Nathan Dunlap, and who was convicted of killing four people at a Chuck E. Cheese in Aurora.
And Vic, how much do you think economic issues will play into this race? Hickenlooper has pulled pretty well recently. Our economy is rebounding, unemployment's lower. There are these controversial issues that a lot of voters aren't happy with regarding Hickenlooper, but the bigger economic picture is pretty favorable.
Yeah, it's the old Clinton line, you know, it's the economy, stupid. How much people care about the death penalty, how much they care about renewable energy mandates, the expansion of those mandates, things like that, they're important to a lot of people. But does it cover a wide swath of voters enough to flip an election when the economy is good? I don't know. After Beaupre won the nomination, Hickenlooper immediately talked about his economic record. At the same time, Beaupre, during his victory speech, said, the economy, you know, there's some people doing okay, there's some people doing good, but there's not enough people doing great. So Beaupre's not going to cede that issue to the governor.
I know you've been covering some of the state house races where control, especially in the state Senate, where Democrats only have a one-seat majority, is definitely going to be in play this November.
Yeah, there's three races I'm looking at in Jefferson County, or at least districts that encompass parts of Jefferson County. Senate District 16 with Senator Jeannie Nicholson, whose district includes Golden. Senate District 19 with Rachel Zenzinger includes Arvada and Westminster. And then Senate District 22 with Andy Kerr and Lakewood. Those are going to be huge races for the control of the Senate. And it's interesting because Republicans in those primaries, in the districts 19 and 22 primaries, picked the more conservative candidates that were backed by gun groups. Some political observers say there's no way in heck now that they're going to win those races because they're just two, quote unquote, extreme candidates for those districts. But then you talk to like a Dudley Brown of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. He said, well, I don't think moderation serves us well. If moderation serves Republicans well, then we'd have a President Bob Dole and a President John McCain.
To Vic's point, I mean, this raises this question that Republicans, frankly, have been dealing for quite some time, and that's, are they nominating their best possible candidates? Or are they potentially nominating people who are conservative enough to win a primary, but maybe too conservative for independent voters in November? Going back to Beaupre's nomination, that's why a lot of Republicans were grateful that it wasn't Tancredo, because, again, they were a little nervous that perhaps he would be seen as too much of a controversial figure.
Thanks. That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.